Today's race is brought to you in part by your Snohomish County Les Schwab Tire Centers, proud supporters of NASCAR on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
There was one room in her house that was always kept locked. It was the garage.
The bank between 3 and 4 goes the 87 Amani Boyd, spins it one way and brings it back out of the racetrack. I guess just to create a dust storm, Amani Boyd goes high in the banking. And he's back under power once again, and out of the dust and the mire comes the 54 of Billy Coates. And in goes our field. Look out, you can't see where you're going out of turn four. Gary Flamang comes out of it first in fine form.
One of our favorite guests that we had on this year, Tom Swetman, joins us, the late model champion at South Sound Speedway down in Tenino. Good evening, Tom. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
We're okay. We got our usual cast. Carla's in here with us, and your arch enemy, Galen Stewart. So we have to keep Galen in another room, well, because you know why, don't you?
Yeah.
I'll come after you.
Got him tied up, do you?
Well, we haven't got to that point yet, because quite honestly, we haven't found the radio station duct tape. But, you know, it's... We're going to do okay with them. So tell us about your championship you won this year. Some very impressive victories, a couple of them over some pretty stout challengers. Tom Moriarty from up here in Monroe being one of them. And just kind of take us through your season.
I had a good season, had a lot of fun racing. Tenino's got a good deal going, a lot of good competition, you know. And, you know, it's just, it's close for me to my, you know, house, not too far away, and I don't have to drive a long ways away to have a tough race.
Which has got to be nice. That's been quite a change for you, because you pretty much, you know, in the time I've been aware of you, you've just traveled everywhere to go to races.
Right, I have. My kids are at the age that we, you know, do a lot of basketball and football, and actually my son's starting to race, so... you know, I'm still racing and having fun doing it, but I don't have to, you know, take a bunch of days to go do it, you know.
Speaking of your son's getting racing, Tom, well, first of all, congratulations on your championship.
Thanks.
And, you know, I keep an eye on you a little bit. I see you drove Cody's car. It says here that you won driving your son's car at Elma at least one time this year. Is that right?
Yeah. It was a dirt car. We built the dirt car. And he's got a four-cylinder, what they call a stinger car. He's racing at Jackson Prairie, and, you know, it's all just, you know, just racing, having fun.
Carla has a little news about Jackson Prairie. I think she's going to share a little later. But, yeah, what about, you know, I have some questions in regards to South Sound. What about the crate engines? How are they doing down there in the late model division? Are they looking to be maybe the future, or are they just kind of struggling along?
Actually, they're running them in the limited late model, and you can run them in a late model, but in our class right now, there's nobody really running them.
Yeah.
I think it's coming, and I hope it comes, because it keeps the cost down. You know, the motor's a lot cheaper.
Oh, sure.
But for right now, in the late models, the limiteds are definitely getting more and more of them. In fact, the car that's leading the points and has been doing really well is a crate motor car in the limited.
Do you think that crate motors are going to save, well, I don't know if it's fair to say save late model racing in the Pacific Northwest, Tom, but they've certainly made for some pretty impressive car counts at racetracks all over the state.
Right. I'm for it. I know in Monroe, I guess, that they're on that, and it's really... help their deal, you know. I'm for anything to keep the competition the same, but keep the cost down. And I think that's the deal behind the crate motor. And I think that is a good deal.
Hey, Tom, this is Carla. They may have already asked you. I just got back to the mic. But will you be running the Fall Classic this year?
I don't know yet.
There's always a pace car there for you, Tom.
I don't know what I'm doing day to day. I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. That's the way I've always been.
You know, Tom, I made a comment you may not have heard, but I've got some pretty good connections over to Yakima, I can probably get you in the pace car for the Fall Classic.
Yeah, I can get in all right. It's just I get in trouble.
You just wouldn't be leaving the track, would you?
Yeah.
As long as you ride with me, we'll be
okay.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we can do that. Tom, talk about your competition that was down there at South Sound Speedway. We don't follow that track nearly enough as we should, but talk about some of the guys that you battle with week in and week out there this year.
Kelly Mann, he's really tough. He's from, up in your guys' area, and he runs real well anywhere he races. He's really tough. And the Rhodes, Dan Rhodes, he won the championship last year, so he ran real well this year. Tom Marordi, he ran. There's some really good past champions.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty tough deal.
Mm-hmm.
They run good anywhere. So, and especially when they start running like one track, guys. There's guys that get dialed in, and they're hard to beat. It's tough. I think the Northwest racers are as good as anywhere,
Yeah.
And I don't, you go to Yakima, you go to Monroe. Any of these guys, they're all good.
Mm-hmm. One thing that kind of came to mind that kind of tells me a lot about South Sound Speedway is the guys from up in this area that make the trek down there on Saturday nights. You mentioned Tom Moriarty, Kelly Mann, a couple others have gone down, but I think it says a lot about the facility that those guys are willing to drive all that way, not only for the competition, but the quality of the facility as well.
Right. Butch and Nick, they own the track, and they've done a lot. they've made it a real nice place to race. It's top of the line. You couldn't. I don't know what you would change, really. It's. I don't know. I've raced a lot of places. It's really good, and I think most of the racers that race there feel the same way. So that's why they're racing there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you won the 2007 championship this year. Where do we go from here? Where are you going next year, Tom?
Next year,
you don't know where you're going tomorrow. I know, but where are you going next year?
I'm going to Toyota. That's where I'm going. I don't know. Maybe I'll go to Honda.
And we don't think Galen has a follow-up question after that one. I think he knew he was in trouble the minute he opened his mouth.
We do know where you're going to be Saturday night if it doesn't rain, though, Tom. You're going to be there supporting your son in his racing, correct?
Yeah, I'm going to go do that. You'd be telling me how to fix the car. That would be my job. I'm the mechanic now.
There you go.
And you're okay in that position, correct?
I'm not good in any position.
Yeah, there you go.
No, we'll do all right. We'll have fun. That's the main thing. And he's learning. He's new at it. So, like the first race he went to, I just told him to, just stay out. Don't do like your dad. Don't get in a wreck and don't get people mad at you. So I said, there's two things you got to do that are kind of hard.
Tom, have you been following the late model challenge series, Northwest Tour saga, rule changes, and what's going on there? Have you been following that at all?
I follow a little bit of it, not a lot of it, but I through the year I followed the challenge series.
Mm-hmm.
As far as who was doing well and Gary Lewis he was real fast all year. I know.
What do you think do you think this, the rules being similar now and maybe two divisions if it stays, status quo next year, do you think that this may be detrimental, helpful? What's Tom Swetman's opinion?
Oh, man, I don't know. It doesn't really matter what I think either.
Well, you're one of the veterans out here, Tom. People listen to you. In all seriousness, it's a fact that you're one of the big guys around here. And I'm going to pry a little. What is your opinion?
This is what I think. I think with the racers and the amount of money it costs to race, they need to make it so more cars can race, which is good. I understand that. I don't know if the two cars are comparable, though. As far as a tour car and a late model deal, it's kind of like they're really not the same cars.
Well, they tried combining them, Tom, over the Northwest Tour race there, the last one of the season. It appeared to me that definitely the late models had a bit of an advantage the way the rules were stacked up then, but it's always subject to change,
Right. That's the key. I think it's fine that they run them together, but they got to come up with something that keeps them equal, because a late model is way faster than a tour car. I mean, just because the way they're built, you know. And I mean, if they come up with something that's fair and they both, you know, it's comparable, it's hard to do that, you know, because I don't know. You get guys that are really good racers that are in a late model, they're going to be really hard to beat a really good guy in a tour car, you know what I mean? You've been down that road,
yeah.
You know. You can't, in racing so competitive now, you can't give up anything. I mean, they say, oh, well, that doesn't much matter. Everything matters. I mean, 25 pounds here, there, left side matters, you know.
You put the best drivers in the best equipment, there's nothing better. I understand exactly what you're saying. If you sacrifice one little thing, you're just not going to beat the best.
That's exactly right, yeah. But to keep the classes so everybody can race, that's, you know, I think the crate motor thing's really good.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good thing to go to for everybody, I think. Because the only person, like, on the motor deal, you know, they're talking about changing the spec-headed motor to a roller cam now. And so a lot of people had problems with the flat tappet camshaft, which is that would be a good rule. I think the roller cam would be, I mean, I don't understand why we're not running those already.
Well, we're going to end it with that. Tom Sweatman, it's been, as always, an honor to have you on. Congratulations on your championship. That banquet might be kind of fun to go to.
Yeah, there might be a lot of cop cars, yeah. Ramblers, or something there. You never know.
Yeah, it wouldn't be any kind of a Speedway banquet without some police action, as you well know. So, again, Tom, congratulations on behalf of all of us up here. And I'll be over at the Fall Classic. I'll keep an eye out for you, bud.
Okay, give him that pace car.
Yes, sir. We'll have some fun. We'll see if we can't put more gray hair on Bennett's head, huh?
Well, actually, I'll have Brandon scuff my tires.
Ooh, there you go. That works fine. Again, congratulations, Tom. It's been a pleasure having you on, as always.
Thanks.
All right, thanks a lot. Tom Sweatman, your 2007 champion at South Sound Speedway. And we thank Tom.
This weekend, great from Dover International Speedway.
That isn't what I wanted to have happen. We've got one more segment to play for you tonight. Coming up after this break, which you just partially heard, we are going to play for you the A-Main Bomber main event from Evergreen Speedway. I believe the date was September 25th of 2002, and it was Hollywood and Super Dave at their finest. So we'll be back right after this. North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts. Thanks to all who were sitting here with us tonight.